Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Jersey Mike's Yankees box office blitz. We've got a pair of field level tickets to see the Bronx Bombers against Baltimore at Yankee Stadium on Tuesday, June 18th. Right now, be caller number 13 at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win. It's all from Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees box office blitz. And The Fan, listen again tomorrow for another chance to win.
All right, Sal, real quick, I got something for you on Louis Hill, but my bad. I missed something pretty obvious. We've been together almost a year now. I think I know you certainly better than I did. I think I know you pretty well now. So I would think that I could drop a congrats, a special day, special anniversary.
Right, here we go. Here we go. What is it? What kind of Mets embarrassment is this? Well, I know you too well after you. What do you got?
All right. So 18 years ago today, Lastings Milledge hit his first career home run, a game-tying blast off former great Met. Armando Benitez in the bottom of the 10th, and Milledge high-fived the fans down the right field line.
Wasn't it a year ago yesterday?
Out to position.
Because we did that on SNY yesterday.
Did it come up yesterday? Yeah. It's just on my timeline now, so I might be. You know what it is, 20 hours ago. Okay. Yeah, so it was yesterday, now, literally. But I just made it today because I didn't know about it yesterday.
Now, I'm going to tell you the truth about it at the time.
Did that bother you?
I loved Lastings Milledge.
I loved what he did. He was giving high fives to the fans. I remember he got crushed for that.
If he did that in today's game, what do you think would happen?
I think he'd be applauded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, wow, that was so cool.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Interaction.
Back then, that was a big no-no back then. He got chastised from the team.
He did.
I thought it was cool and unique, but I also, you know me, like I'm old school, and I also understood that maybe you can't be doing that. I thought Milledge was going to be a stud.
So did I.
I loved that in the moment. I thought it was really cool because his first home run, high-fiving the I thought it was, at the time, I thought it was cool, but I understood some of the pushback afterward. That might have ruined him. I mean, I don't know if he would have been good enough anyway.
He only played 5 years. He wound up in about 257 with the Mets. He wound up going like to the Pirates, the White Sox, the Nationals. He played on five teams or six teams in 4 or 5 years. Didn't make a lot of money. He was a first-round pick, wasn't he? Almost positive.
I believe so, but I'm not 100% sure about that.
Pretty
I do remember him being hyped. And
he was
one of the guys. A lot of these guys I didn't necessarily believe in for whatever reason with Milledge, I believed he was going
to
be a stud.
Well, he was thought to be a five-tool guy. You know, pop, could run, good arm, outfield. Anyway, so that was happy anniversary, Sal. I wanted to
do we have an update on Spencer Jones OPS? How's he doing? Because somebody, it's not an anniversary.
It's not my job to look it up. You obviously want to get a zing in here. So, was it 640?
I got a text this morning. Somebody sent me an article. I guess it was an article in The Athletic recently about Spencer Jones and how he's been struggling here.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, I can't read it because I don't have The Athletic. Can you just send me some of the Cliff Notes? Here's one for you. 63 yeah. strikeouts and 158 at-bats.
That's gross. That's absolutely gross.
Oof.
It's gross.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START.
Now, look, I'm not, you know me, like even with the Mets minor leaguers, I can't get caught up in the minor league numbers. I don't think it means anything for Spencer Jones, but, I mean, we were quick, some of us, were quick to...
Hey, he did look phenomenal.
We're quick to anoint him because of his spring.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, he's playing the games for real. And entering, I guess it was Tuesday, he was hitting just 179 over his past 29 games.
Four home runs, not many, right?
I think not looking very good.
Baseball Cube, whatever. Yeah. No, he's not playing well. I'm not going to make excuses. The thing, though, what's ironic here, because his swing and miss rate is astronomical. He's just not making contact. But it's the exact opposite of what was transpiring during the spring. Now, I don't over, and we've seen this, whether it's Butch Husky, Hensley Mullins, like we've seen so many prospects, both the Yanks and Mets come up, feast early, like, you know, early March, while pitchers are grooving fastballs, they're not even really working on the explosive secondary stuff yet, just kind of stretching their arm out, and you know a fastball's coming, and at that level, you're going to do some damage, and we overreact. I didn't overreact to Spencer Jones going yard. What I thought was so promising, number one, I think his time from home to third.
Right.
Remember, it was like a tenth of a second slower.
Combined with his power.
Than De La Cruz, yeah. And the prodigious power, but also... He went like 100, I'm going to be off on the number, but it was a big thing during the spring. Yankee fans will know what I'm saying. He went like 190 pitches almost the entire spring without swinging and missing.
So that's the most alarming number there.
That's what's counter to what I saw, and I'm confused, quite frankly.
And we'll see. And look, it's too early. And to further the point, we'll get back
that's
to the polls here in a second.
It's June.
Yeah,
he's having a bad season.
No, it's too early in his career. 888-808-1019. But to further the point, you know, it used to be, I don't know if it's just change or just in certain circumstances. It used to be you'd hear about the prospect, you'd hear a little bit about him, and then you wait for his debut, then he makes the debut, and then he's here, and then you evaluate.
Mm-hmm.
Now it feels like, with the Mets in particular, like how many times have we heard about Brett Beatty or even Vientos?
All the limits here, Hughes, last year.
And then back down. And then it's up, and then back down. And like, if these are legitimate prospects, like with David Wright and Reyes, it wasn't that. It was wait. They're ready. Boom, here you go. They're up. Even with Jesus Montero, yeah, he failed, but it wasn't, I don't remember it being up and down. It was, he's going to be the next Mike Piazza. That's how great he is. They call him up. Here he is. Doesn't get the job done. They move on.
I think it's a little selective. Again, I'm a little bit older than you, so I remember, you know, Bobby Meacham was the first round pick of the Yankees, and it didn't do much, shortstop.
But they ruined him by doing that, right?
Well, George kept, like, he made an every one game in Texas, shipped him right to Columbus that night.
Yeah.
Like, that was different. I remember...
I mean, come on.
I mean, that's insanity.
I learned that in that Yankee way, the book by Martino.
Oh, that's right. So you did know about that. Yeah, that, in the book by Andy, who we had in the studio a couple of weeks ago, was really good. I do think it's less prevalent now. I feel like you handle these kids softer. Like, back then, you'd banish them almost out of punishment. You know, now just the athletes wired differently, and I think the teams are wired differently, what they emit toward the player, except seemingly the Mets with Vientos. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's early, but it is June, and he struck out almost 70 times. He's having an awful season. He's hit 170.
And it's still, as much as I was like, calm down with Spencer Jones, we don't know yet, I still feel the same way as I did then, now. I'm not going to now pile on and say, see, I told you, he stinks because he's bad in the minors. I have no idea what he's going to be. I just, with all these guys I would play. Even Vientos, who was playing well in 19 games in the big leagues this year, I still need to see
more.
But again,
happy anniversary.
Thanks. Yesterday.
Did you have a Millage jersey?
I
You did, didn't you?
I had the jersey.
Okay, I got you.
I was a big Jersey guy, but with Millage, at least with Millage, I was smart enough to hedge it.
I got
the T-shirt. Had I known, next year, remind me, I'll wear it on the day of.
God, that's hysterical.
I should have wore it yesterday because I still have it packed away somewhere.
You still have it?
Yeah. Jeez. I keep all that stuff,
wow,
man. Yeah. And my wife hates me for it.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.